I want to read to you from, we're reading and preaching through John at the moment, the first John, the letter to John. So if you've got your Bibles with you or your phones, now's the moment to grab them. And we're going to read together from 1 John 4 and reading through from verse 1 to the end of the chapter. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges Jesus has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and even now is already in the world. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They are from the world and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us, but whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love amongst us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. And no one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us his Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love of God, the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will be confident in the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. Because fear has to do with punishment, and the one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God, yet hates a brother or sister, is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister, whom they have seen, cannot love God, whom they have not seen. And he has given us this commandment: anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. Now, we have completely gone over time. So, here's just some very simple things. God is love is an enormous statement to make. It's so important for us to understand the nature of God, that actually God's primary character, his nature, the most important things that we can ever know about him is this: that he is love. That's actually, if you want to know what God, what love is, then actually what you'll find is it's demonstrated to us in God. And how do we know what that's like? That's what people will ask. We know what that's like because he sent Jesus. Jesus is the exact representation of God. He is God, and he represents the fullness of God's character and nature. Do you want to know what love is? Then look at Jesus. You want to understand what it is? It's the one who would come and leave everything so that we would be able to find our way back to God. It's the one who is willing to kind of give all that they have for the sake of others. And so, you are fascinated this morning. I don't know. Oh, okay. And I think that Yeah, there's lots of different things that I would want to sort of say about this passage, but I want to kind of just quote to you from a passage that a guy called William Barclay wrote a commentary on this, and I want you just to read what he said. There is a world of difference between existence and life. The world of difference between existence and life. All men have existence, but all do not have life. Jesus gives a person an object for which to live. He gives us strength by which to live. And he gives us peace by which to live. With Jesus, there comes into life the thrill of a great adventure, the strength to master life's frustrations, and the background of serenity and contentment. Living with Christ turns mere existence into fullness of life. And that's what you heard again and again and again in the stories from today. That actually God is not just wanting us to exist, he wants us to live the fullness of life. How do we do that? Well, it's like this. What God does is he offers to pour his love into our life. And then what happens is that love, that life, flows through us and out of us to others. And that's what this passage talks about. It talks about the fact that actually, if we are to be those who have received the love of God, then we're also going to be those who allow that love to just flow from us. Anybody who thinks that you can earn the love of God, anyone that thinks that you need to be good enough to kind of sort, you know, to be sorted by God, has missed the point, Mona. And that's the thing. We need to know that actually it is just about the fact that we can receive his love freely. You cannot earn the love of God. You can't make it happen. You can't actually make him stop loving you. Okay? It's not about whether or not you have enough spiritual discipline or whether or not you have enough or you're obedient or whether or not you're dependent on him enough. He never changes. His level of love never goes up and down like people that we know. His love is always consistent and true. That's what this passage is talking about. And so the difference that it can make is this, that actually when we then receive that love, which never changes, always is there, always is available to us, pours into us, then what happens is this, that it's meant to flow through us and out to others. That's how you know whether or not you're a Christian, that you have received the love and that love flows through you, changing you as it goes, and then touches others as well. That's what it's talking about. And so, as we think of these things, as we kind of just take a moment to, that process of receiving the love of God and allowing it to change you and flow through you, and then beginning to impact others, is the difference between existence and life. And we're talking about moving out of just existing, just coping, just putting one foot in front of the other, and moving into life. How do you know how to do that? You do that by receiving the love of God and letting it flow through you, and then letting it impact to others around about you. Does that make sense? Do you understand that? Let me read the quote to you once more. There's a world of difference between existence and life. All men have existence, but all do not have life. Jesus gives a man an object for which to live. He gives him strength by which to live. He gives him peace in which to live. With Jesus, there comes into life the thrill of a great adventure, the strength to master life's frustrations, and a background of serenity and contentment. Living with Christ turns mere existence into fullness of life. So, Lord God, may we know what it is to receive love. Let it flow into us even now. Let it flow through us and change us from the inside out. And let it flow out to others Because that is what love is. Not that we love you, but that you have first loved us. And as a response, as an overflow of that love, we move from existing to living. And we love that, Lord. So may it come in our life. And now, may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and all those that you love, now and forevermore. Amen.